has been invoked 22 times since its first use in 1808. Presidents Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, Ulysses Grant, Rutherford Hayes, Grover Cleveland, Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and George H.W. Bush have each invoked the Insurrection Act to do such things as stop riots, enforce desegregation orders, and military disturbances, and to quell labor disputes. Defense One, a military online publication, reported that two retired lieutenant colonels, John Nagle and Paul Yingling, have written an open letter to General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, urging him to employ military force to remove the President of the United States if he does not leave office on January 20, 2021. They wrote, if Donald Trump refuses to leave office at the expiration of his constitutional term, the United States military must remove him by force, and you must give that order. Now, it should go without saying that it is impermissible for retired officers to urge a coup to overthrow the government of the United States. And since President Trump has never hinted that he would not follow the constitutional plan for succession of power, it is doubly disturbing that their call for military insurrection is based on fanciful conjecture about what the president might or might not do under various scenarios.